Welcome to Station 2. This drink has deep roots, both in the forest and in Swedish everyday life. Now it's all about blueberries.
Possibly the most Swedish berry of them all?
Definitely. We've picked blueberries for jam, porridge, soups, and of course for making drinks. Especially when sugar became more affordable in the 1900s, it became common to head into the forest with a bucket and preserve whatever nature had to offer.
And nature offered plenty. Blueberries grow almost everywhere in Sweden. Did you know, by the way, that blueberry wine or sun wine used to be a thing? People would fill bottles with blueberries, sugar and water and line them up in cottage windows all summer. Then they were uncorked at Christmas, but they had to be kept cool during the autumn or else they might explode.
Yes, and in the 1950s and 60s, blueberries were seen as a true superfood, packed with vitamins and antioxidants, long before anyone even used the word antioxidant.
And that colour, that's actually where I want to start. Let's taste. Look at the juice in the glass. It's deep and dark red-blue, almost like ink, like you could write with it.
Or paint.
Exactly. When you swirl the glass, a rich berry aroma is released, full of blueberry, with hints of herbs and maybe even a touch of lingonberry.
Oh, this takes me straight out into the forest, to blueberry shrubs and damp moss.
Yes, and the flavour. It's full and rounded with a clear blueberry character. The sweetness is fresh, balanced with a tartness that reminds me of lingon berries. There's also a light herbal note.
It almost feels a bit wine-like.
It does. That's the tannins from the berry skins. They give a gentle dryness that lingers on the palate. This is more than just juice. It's a drink with depth and character, and you can absolutely pair it with food. Something salty, perhaps, a well-aged cheese, or even smoked reindeer.
A proper northern pairing.
Exactly. This raw blueberry juice is like Swedish late summer in a bottle, dark, rich and completely unique.
And when you know it comes straight from the forest nearby, it somehow tastes even better.
There's something special about drinking your own nature.
And now, if you're ready for the next taste illustration, go to the Sip-O-Matic and pick up beverage number 3, alcohol-free gin. Then head to the yellow parasol by the caravan and scan the QR code on the tag to keep listening.